Hear the word of God now from the second chapter of Luke, Luke 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord, the story of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. A couple of weeks ago, at our house, after we put up our Christmas tree and put some ornaments on it and got a few boxes out and decorations in the house, a few days later, I took the empty boxes out to the attic and got the ladder out and to put them back up on the platform in the attic. And as I was out there, I was shoving a box near to the rear of the attic, and suddenly I heard four notes. For you who are musical, they were F, G, F, D. David helped me out with that. F, G, F, D. I just heard those four little notes, and it stopped me in my tracks. Standing there on the ladder, freezing in the garage, but hearing those four thin notes, F, D, F, G. So I poked the box again. And I heard them again, F, D, F, G. And what they are is, I'm not a singer. Da, 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 da. You know the melody. You've heard that old carol, that one of the most well-known carols. You've heard it probably 100 times since Thanksgiving and now. We'll be singing it at the end of worship tonight as we hold candles. Silent night. Holy night, all is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Well, here's what generated that sound. I have to plug it in. It's an old plastic cathedral music box church. Well, it'll probably just keep dinging on its own now. There. Music boxes, you can't just stop all of a sudden. Well, it's an old music box church that my parents bought long before I was born. And it's got a, if you look at the wiring on it, it's probably from the 50s. It's very, very old wiring now, hard plastic. We don't bring this out each year. You know, there comes a limit as to how much you can bring out each year. We're trying to limit that. There comes a limit to what you can do. But this one is deeply embedded in my memory. As I said, my parents bought it from way before I was born, and deep in my memory is laying on the floor by the Christmas tree, under the Christmas tree, looking at this cathedral and winding up again and again, imagining myself inside of it, imagining snow swirling around, and imagining now my parents probably going batty because I kept turning it again and again, Silent Night, over and over and over. But those four notes, F, D, F, G, Silent Night, Holy Night, Shepherds quake at the sight, glories stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing, Alleluia. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. As a kid, I don't know that I paid that much attention to the words of the carol or to the meaning behind the words. But the images were there. The story was known, baby Jesus in the manger, and Mary and Joseph, and shepherds, and cows, and angels, and starlight, and mystery, and wonder. Mystery and wonder, all of it woven together in Jesus. I still love the mystery and the wonder. All that hard to get your head around stuff around his birth, things that happen that we can't explain outside of faith in this. The God of the entire universe bending low and coming to this earth in this form. There's an old poem that I read the other day. It's from the 17th century, and it goes like the one line goes like this: great little one whose all-embracing birth lifts earth to heaven and stoops heaven to earth. Yeah, the mystery. A young, ordinary Hebrew girl named Mary, her fiancé Joseph, angels speaking into ears and into dreams, Mary becoming pregnant, but not by Joseph, but by the overshadowing of God, God's Holy Spirit. And then a group of rough-edged shepherds being scared out of their skin when angels show up and announce this and fill the sky with light. And then one of the angels saying some of the most beautiful words that have ever been spoken on planet Earth. Don't be afraid, I've come with good news. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And then the entire night sky filled with music. More than four notes. But notes beyond what we can even imagine. A sound beyond what we can imagine. Angel voices singing, chorusing in praise to God. Just imagine it. There is such richness and wonder when we allow ourselves to be caught by the images and the mystery of Jesus' birth. When we allow our sense of wonder to roam and our imaginations to take off, even as adults. There's a book I read recently called Recapturing the Wonder. And the basic premise of the book is that our sense of wonder can get drained out of us. We know that it can. It's happened to some of us. In a world where numbers and measurable outcomes can have such a hold on us, money and power and votes and income and all those practicalities, from measuring the checkbook to whatever it is we produce. As important as much of that can be, when that becomes our only way of measuring and valuing and understanding life, it becomes much, much harder to let other things in, including things like mystery and wonder. And it becomes less likely that we'll be moved by such things. They can slip from view and fade to black and be seen as just emotion-driven. And when that happens, we not only get unaccustomed to noticing or being moved by things of wonder, we can also develop low expectations about them. As if wonder and mystery and awe, well, that's just for little kids, not for reasonable adults. But then sadly, we miss out. We miss out on so much, the way that God moves. The way that God speaks and moves in hearts and changes lives in real ways. The author of that book I mentioned puts it this way. Technology has given us the sense that everything within the universe can be explained away and harnessed for our purposes. However, he says, consider art. As much as scientific knowledge can tell us all about a canvas and the oils and minerals that combine to make a work of art, they cannot tell us why it takes our breath away. There is wonder and mystery and awe about life that can take our breath away beyond what we can define or measure or harness. The birth of Jesus and everything about it, everything gathered around his birth and everything gathered around us tonight, is full of wonder and mystery and awe. And here's the best part. It is not just out there as something that is way beyond our reach. It's come to us for us to grasp, to be grasped by it. Everything about Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection, his coming again, it is all for us. It is all for us to know, to be grasped by. All for our benefit, to know and to be touched by, to be transformed by and filled up with. It's what the angel said. It's good news of great joy for all people, for everyone. Those four notes that make up the beginning of Silent Night, in the third verse, they lead into this. Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord at thy birth. Jesus, Lord at thy birth. The dawn of redeeming grace, that captures all of it. That's the center. Grace, meaning a gift from God through Jesus that we can't earn and don't deserve and can't fabricate on our own. And redeeming, meaning taking something broken or not right and making it into something restored and making it right and precious and loved. That's what God does with us through Jesus. The God of all power and might, the creator of everything that there is, chose this very route that we're focusing on tonight, the birth of a baby. Beginning with a poor, young, previously unknown couple, Mary and Joseph, and then some shepherds working the night shift, and then bit by bit spreading out like rings in a pond through centuries and cultures and countries and continents to us tonight. So I hope you don't miss the wonder of it all, the wonder of the mystery, even the tinkling of notes. Like from this old pastor church, notes calling you to hear and to see and to sense something new, something wondrous. But maybe the notes that you'll hear, however they come, they won't be from an old wind-up music box or from our piano or from our organ. But maybe by God's redeeming grace, the notes you'll hear would be God's voice speaking in you. God singing over you with love. Inviting you simply to receive his redeeming grace through Jesus Christ. So may God move in your life in ways you weren't even looking for tonight. In ways you haven't even been thinking about. In ways you can't even explain. But that catch you and that descend upon you like a blanket of peace. It's what the angels sang about. God's gift and promise put to voice through them as a gift to us all. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, peace to those on whom His favor rests. His favor does rest upon us because we are recipients of this news, if only we receive it. Let's pray. God, meet us tonight, fill us, speak to us, move among us. And in a few moments, as the light spreads from candle to candle through this sanctuary, help us to grasp more than just the beauty of candlelight, but the amazing reality, the wonderful mystery, the awe that You, Jesus, truly are the light of the world, the light that we most need, that this world desperately needs. We praise You. Thank You, Jesus, for being born among us and coming to us. We pray it in Your name. Amen. Please stand.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Let holy nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. Christ the everlasting Lord, made in time, behold Him come, offspring of the virgin womb. Veiled in flesh, the God had seen, pale incarnate deity, pleased with us, willing to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Of peace, hail the Son of righteousness, light and life to all He brings, pierced with healing in His wings. Mild He lays His glory by, born that we nor may die, born to raise each child of earth, born to give the second birth.
Hear these words of blessing from Romans 15. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in Him, so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's sing Silent Night together. Right.
Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Please remember to take an ornament before you leave tonight, and now receive this benediction as we go into this sacred and beautiful night. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace, now and forever. We go in His peace to serve the Lord on this Christmas Eve night. Amen.